Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
So we have projections in front of us for Titans players and their statistics and wins and losses, things like that, in terms of win probability for each of the games in the schedule. Where did you find this?
At Mike Clay NFL, ESPN NFL Fantasy Football Projections. That's sort of the lead bit on his description here on Twitter.
Mike Clay.
Mike Clay. Hashtag Clay Projections, it says.
Is he related to the zone traffic guy?
Joshua Clay, I don't know. So this has been making the rounds. A lot of people have kind of tweeted this with comment, and it's basically him as a fantasy guy making his best projection player to player. This is offense and defense. Also with weekly score projections. And if you've looked at the Vegas over-under for Titans wins, it's what?
8.5.
8.5 is where they've been sitting, and his projections don't match that at all, like what he thinks they will do. So a couple of interesting, Marcus Mariota, he has him playing 15 games, which, you know, I think that's kind of low-hanging fruit. That's an easy projection. 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He throws 16 touchdowns this year. I mean, I think people have a much bigger, 25 at least. I mean, what do you want from him, 25?
Gosh, I mean, if
16?
3,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, sacked 42 times. What do you do moving forward? Franchise him?
If those...
Cut bait?
I mean, what?
That's an interesting question, right?
He is basically serving you up what you've had 4 years of right there.
I mean, what does he need to do statistically to get that contract? And, like, what does he not have to, you know what I mean? Like, what's the cut bait line for Marcus? I don't know.
And how much does wins factor into this, right?
A lot,
I mean, if
probably,
it's not a great-looking stat line, but they win 10 games and they win the division, then what?
I mean, he helped a team win in the playoffs the year before on the road.
Sure did.
And didn't get a contract. They've got Ryan Tannehill at 2 games. That's another interesting deal. So it's funny. They've got them playing. I guess Marcus has 15 games on this, and Tannehill has 2, meaning he'll come in relief.
He'll finish one and then start the next.
Yeah. Derrick Henry, 1,235 yards, 11 touchdowns, 283 carries. Deion Lewis, 83 carries.
But here's the key number for Deion Lewis, 64 targets, 53 catches. Which I would want Deion Lewis to have more catches.
I mean, Derrick Henry's the clear number one, and Deion Lewis is the guy out of the backfield. Like in the passing game, no doubt.
My man, David Fulon, clocking in at 4 attempts for 15 yards. That's a projection.
Corey Davis, 65 for 864 and 5 touchdowns, over-under on that.
That's basically a redo of this past year. I mean, without looking at it, that seems to be almost identical to his statistics.
I'll go over on receptions and yards for Corey Davis. I'll go over on that.
If that's not
more
over...
than 65, more than 864.
If that's not over, then this team's probably not going to go where a lot of you want them to go. He needs to emerge. He's a fifth overall draft pick. It's time to go. It's go time.
Adam Humphreys, 64 receptions, 729 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Does that
over under on that one?
And maybe that's where that one. That's about where that probably needs to sit. If you're going to pass,
you
the
like
ball.
These numbers. I mean, you've agreed with.
Well, I don't like the Corey Davis numbers. I like over on that. The Derrick Henry numbers, 283 attempts, 1,235 yards. If he's toting it for 1,235, a bunch of y'all would be happy. That's a season's worth of December Derrick
Henry. I like the over on that one, too. I like more than 1,235 yards. Now, maybe it's because December Derrick Henry is, like, frozen in my brain right now.
Yeah.
But I like the over on that. Taywan Taylor, 34 receptions, 455 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That's one they need to get going, is that dude. Have a clear understanding of what he is and how to utilize him.
Not a huge opinion of the rap star on the team, though.
6 receptions, 69 yards.
9 targets on the season for Tajay. Cam Batson, 5 targets, 3 catches, 37 yards. He has nothing for Darius Jennings statistically. All right, tight ends, Delanie Walker. One guy who quote tweeted this and said, I will run to the window with my money. Jonnu Smith. Now, we realize he's coming back from an injury. 10 receptions for 100 yards and 1 touchdown. His projection for Jonnu Smith.
Okay, hit Delanie. You didn't give the numbers on him.
87 targets, 58 receptions, 692 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Let me ask you this. If they take a tight end in one of the first four round picks, does that factor into the Jonnu Smith number? You know what I mean? So I think all of us would think, okay, Jonnu Smith, 10 for 100 and a touchdown, you're going over on all of those.
I wonder, do you want, if when you take a tight end, because this just kind of feels like maybe there's somebody that they're going to take. Luke Stocker's gone now. Obviously, I don't want to give the new tight end goal line carries. We saw how that turned out last year, but do you want the Luke Stocker? Do you want a big guy to block people? Stocker the blocker. Are you trying to replace that guy? Because Delanie Walker's, well, Jonnu Smith's player comp when he came through the draft was Delanie Walker. So you have Delanie Walker, and then you have Delanie Walker light. And then you have Firkser, who's maybe could get in somebody's way, but he's more of a receiving tight end. Do you need that big inline brute guy? Is that your prospect? Is that, you know, Michael Pruitt not listed here,
yeah,
but is that your brute in-line guy? Because, man, there's a whole bunch of you out there. There's that movement of, what if Hockenson's sitting there at 19? Then what do you do? You know, everybody's saying he's the most complete tight end in the draft. I mean, I'm sure the defensive coaches would be like, hey, man, still need a pass rusher over here. Still need interior guy. Hey, we're still over here.
Speaking of the defense, Jarrell Casey, they've got with 6 sacks. 5.8 to be exact. Harold Landry with 5, 4.9 to be exact. Cameron Wake with 6. So the combination of Cameron Wake and Harold Landry on these projections, 10.9, 11 sacks for those two dudes.
Don't you need more than that from that?
Yes.
Because that's your starters right now.
Yep.
I shot the Sharif Finch, 3.2 sacks, and Kamalay Correa, who you traded the draft pick for last year, 3 sacks. So you'd be getting 6 from your 2 depth guys, and you'd be getting 10.9 from your 2 starters.
Jayon Brown, 107 tackles, 3 sacks. In terms of interceptions, Kevin Byard with 3, 2.8 to be exact on this deal. I kind of like the over on that. So we were talking about these analytics, these projections of statistics that this dude Clay did. Not Clay Travis. His last name's Clay. Bill Clay. Marcus Mariota, 16 touchdowns on the season, 10 interceptions, throws for 3,275 yards. Derrick Henry, 1,235 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns, that kind of thing. So win, loss, probability. He's only got the Titans favored in what, Mickey? 6 games?
6 games. Yeah. Game 1 against Denver, game 5, Jacksonville, game 9 or week 9, Buffalo. Week 12, Jacksonville again. Week 13, Oakland. And week 16, Tampa Bay.
Now, he's got Carolina.
And he's just projecting when the game should be,
obviously. 49% chance to win against Carolina, 48% against Houston. So, I mean, they're an 8-8 type of team. So, will they be 2 games better than that or worse or right in there? I don't know. We'll figure it out.